another episode of Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked least to most likely to be the secret fifth Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I have a lot of thoughts already.
I'm excited.
First, Robin Langenhop.
Oh! Hi, I'm Robin Langenhop playing Hayden Kincaid. And yeah, I don't want to live in a sewer, so I really, if we just set it at that level, I'm fine.
It's yucky down there. I don't want to live down there either.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Next, Rowan McStay.
Howdy, I'm Rowan McStay playing Salome Briar, and yeah, it's yucky down there, and they do have, like, good food, which I'm kind of about, and they do, like, martial arts, which is a lot of fun, and I want to do that. And I want to meet the rat. I can't remember what his name is.
Master Splinter.
Splinter.
Master Splinter, Splinter. Yeah.
I want to meet the rat.
Rat.
I don't want to live in the sewer. It's cold and yucky down there. I want to live up here.
And finally, Max Weinberg.
Hello, it's me, Max Weinberg. I'm finally at the most part of this in a non-derogatory way. And
it's a little bit derogatory.
It's only a little bit.
I live in the sewer and I like pizza and violence.
Okay, so fun fact about why I think that I should be at the top of this list is it's fully location-based because the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were created in Northampton, Massachusetts, which, don't dox me, is about 10 minutes from where I live.
You're doxing yourself.
There used to be a museum in Northampton where you could like draw them. Kevin Eastman, I think, still lives in the area. He's one of the creators. And on one of the buildings in downtown Northampton, there are supposedly these are little turtles in the building where Ninja Turtles was created as like little mini gargoyles on the like stone windowsills on the main street. I'll
That's
get a picture
cool.
to send y'all.
I feel like, what's your artist name? Is it Artemisia after Gentileschi?
Gotta be a big Renaissance guy.
God, Van Gogh?
Sure. For sure, wrong era and country, but absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I was gonna go.
But if I remember right, so is Donatello.
Wait, can it just be, because they all have, can it be like Vincent, but they call you like Vinny?
Yeah,
ooh,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with that, let's dive right in. Last time on Mage Hand High Five, Salome prepared to defend Wyatt from being taken across the river by V. They were interrupted by the arrival of the river herself, taking the form of a large, watery river otter. In the physical plane, Hayden met briefly with the newly freed Fatespun players before striking a deal with Jack to call upon the Wilds for aid. The Wild arrived, much to everyone's horror, and absconded with Hayden, taking them to the river's edge and challenging the river to a fight. As the siblings scuffled, the party was reunited before the Flame arrived, claiming Wyatt's fate as his. He blessed Wyatt, sparing him for his courage and willingness to help. Salome comforted V, telling them their name. And as you returned to the physical plane, Fax's dream library began to collapse, throwing you into action to try and escape. Where you are now. The library is crumbling. Plaster, shards of wood and stone, books, all of this begins to rain down from above you. You are sprinting through the hallways and you make it back to a familiar room, the saloon. And as you enter, I need all of you to roll a dex save.
Ooh, all right.
If you're within 10 feet of me, roll it with plus five.
Everyone's within 10 feet.
Okay.
Should I be awake? Because I said I was still passed out.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to be carried through all of this and immediately fail all of your saving throws.
No.
Okay.
I think at some point we kind of shake Wyatt awake and go, honey, you gotta wake up. It's impractical to be carrying you with these.
You are so big.
I know these changelings are real little.
Thank you for the plus five, by the way, because I got an 18.
Ooh.
You see that the room begins to constrict. And as it tightens, the objects in the room do not, which means that the shelves collapse in on the bottles between them and shatter them. Mm. Shards of glass go flying from all of the different sides of the room. And what were your dex saves?
18 for Hayden.
19 for Salome.
Ooh. Hey, buddies.
12 for Wyatt. Ooh. But if I fail, which it sounds like I might, I can bump that up by 3 to 15.
Wyatt, you bump it up by 3, but on a DC save of 16, you take 5 points of piercing damage.
So what am I at?
That's a great question. Did anybody heal Wyatt?
Not yet.
No.
But I do probably have a way to help him. Are we in initiative right now?
No, you're not in initiative.
I think as this glass starts to shatter in Wyatt's direction, Salome, without thinking about it fully, grabs him by the collar and switches places with them, and the glass hits her back and she'll take the damage for him as a new paladin ability.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
And then if we can, I'll also give Wyatt like 30 HP from Lay on Hands.
Oh, thank you, Miss Salome.
Yeah, of course. Oh, God's almighty. All right, get out of here.
And you all run. You exit this room and come across the gap with the lightning truss spanning the gap. And I need you all to make acrobatics or athletics checks to make it across.
All right, athletics, come on now. 17?
Ooh, okay.
That's a nat 20.
Ooh!
14?
Okay. You barely make it across.
Jesus.
I did just die. So
you're a little shaky as you go across, but you make it.
A little unsteady.
Would love a little break next time I die.
Yeah.
And you all make it across the gap and continue forward. You run around a corner and see a barred door. Hayden and Wyatt, you remember what's on the other side of this door.
Oh, shit.
Problem.
Can we go another way?
The walls begin to constrict around you.
There's a big worm. Be prepared.
All right, everybody, run quietly.
Do you throw back the bar?
I mean, as opposed to dying?
There's nothing else we can do.
Yeah, ain't no way out but through.
You pull it back, and you run into the silent room. Shelves and shelves and shelves continue in all directions. You see several bookshelves from when they were toppled by the bookworm.
Hmm.
Yeah, we gotta move fast.
All of you make perception checks.
Hell.
Yeah, something I am good at.
That is a 13.
16.
Ooh.
19.
Salome, you look around. You aren't catching anything that's in here. Wyatt and Hayden, as you pass, there are all of these long columns, but you remember that there is only one row down the length of the entire room. And as you run down that row, you look, and at the end, at the far, far wall, you see a fire has begun and is lighting up that side of the room. And you see a large hole, and that the worm might not have waited to go through the door.
Ooh.
And that it is not here anymore.
Okay.
Well, that's not the worst.
You're right.
We just gotta go.
We don't really have any choices.
We just looking out for a big worm?
Big worm. Terrifying worm.
All right. Cool.
I think the word of the day is run.
Yeah. Okay.
You continue. The next room you come into, there are glass jars on all of the shelves. And you pass through, and as you do, you hear two voices going, "Wait! Wait, dearies! Wait! Hold on!
What, you want us to take you with us?
What, you want us to die here?
No!
They're not real!
Well, they might be kind of real. Do they look like they're collapsing in?
They're not. The room is collapsing around them.
Do they have wisps?
You always have to be ready, Casey.
You always gotta be ready. Does it have a wisp?
You look, and weirdly, they do.
Oh yeah, I'm scooping the brains. Let's go. Come on.
They are the only things that seem to be alive in this room.
All right. Well, one of y'all is a damn liar, but I am taking you with me.
You're not taking them with you?
No, I am taking them with me.
Oh, okay. You scoop up the brains.
Come
and
on.
Rosie and Gilly both look up at you in their fish tank from whatever brains can do, and they're like, oh, thank you. You're the kindest.
Yeah, hold on. No problem. Hold on, just y'all just hush. And I gotta put them under my dress somewhere and keep running.
This is a weird place.
You keep running. You exit this room and immediately tumble down a massive slide. Mm. The elevated hallway. You just tumble down. And as you hit the bottom, you hear in the distance,
that's a big worm, huh?
That's a big worm.
That's probably a big worm.
It sounds like a big worm.
And you run. You turn a corner and almost plunge directly over the ledge as you come upon the abyss. All of you, roll perception checks to see if you can find where the entrance was.
12.
16.
17.
Wyatt and Hayden again. You think you might remember where the entrance was from coming here before, and you look, and down and to the right, you see the entrance. It is inset into the same wall as this hallway is.
How in the hell did y'all get here the first time? Winona and I was just zapped into a cage.
There's a big door at the library.
Okay. How'd y'all get past here?
Carefully?
We climbed.
Oh, hell. All right.
You see the wall on the far side of the abyss start collapsing towards you.
Shit.
How far is it?
At the moment, 60 feet. But soon to be 55.
Same wall as us, and it's just below us?
It is below and to the right. You'd say about 30 feet of climbing.
The reason that I ask.
Yeah.
I know there's not, like, a ledge, but if there were a ledge, is it within jumping distance? Like, could you jump over to it?
You could.
Okay.
You'd have to make some sort of acrobatics check to land.
So I was thinking if I could get down there, I can use Thorn Whip in case anybody falls.
Hmm.
The opposite side is now 55 feet away.
Okay, anybody got a rope?
I can cast Enhance Ability on up to 3 targets, giving them advantage on strength checks, so like, or whatever check is preferred.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody's got a rope, I think what I might do is just try to swing on down there and then cast Thorn Whip and try to rally all onto the ledge.
Look, here, you take my rope, I can take care of myself.
You sure?
Oh yeah, I'll just turn into a critter.
Oh, yeah, you're so right. Okay, sure.
The opposite side is now 50 feet away.
I will transform into a giant wolf spider and climb
greatness
to the other side.
God, okay. You sprout legs and begin. The other changelings look at you, Hayden, and go, ugh.
I just shrug 4 of my legs.
God. In the distance behind you, you hear. Closer this time.
Why don't we do the same thing we did last time with, if Hayden can crawl over there. Hayden, if you can bring a rope with you,
oh, yeah,
then we could just tie off a rope.
Casey,
yes.
This is not an ability that's on the stat block for a giant wolf spider. Can I make a web for people to fall into?
I would say no. However, I will say that you can tie the rope around you because that is something that you can do. Like,
great.
you can tie the rope around you and take it with you. You don't have to carry it to do that. You just tie it
great
around you. Just because that's an ability that you can do in D&D.
Right. I will scramble, get into place, and then transform back into Hayden, rope ready.
Great. The opposite wall is now 40 feet away.
Great.
Come
right
on,
we
everybody
tie off the side of the rope, and then I'm gonna try to swing down it, like zipline down it.
Make a survival check.
Survival?
Mm-hmm. To see how well you tie this off.
Boy Scout will give the help action.
Is Boy Scout proficient in survival?
No.
All right. Mm. That's all right. That's a dirty 20.
Ooh.
With the help action, that's a dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Okay. You tie it off and you think it's secure.
All right. We're ziplining down, baby.
Cool. Well, hold on. Hayden, do you secure the other end?
Yes.
Okay. Make another survival check.
I will do that.
Almost let that one slip.
Can Glitter Baby help me?
No.
No? Okay.
Glitter Baby doesn't have thumbs.
22.
Nice. Okay.
You tie it off and you think it's secure.
Yeah, so I'll go down first so that I can get Thorn Whip ready to catch anyone who might, like, miss.
Great. Everyone who ziplines down, I will have you do an acrobatics check with advantage.
With advantage, an acrobatics check? I swear to God, that's a 5.
What?
Salome, you start to slide and fully, maybe it's the sudden impact of like sliding, like the rope swings, it slides out of your hands and you begin to fall.
Great. Okay.
Hayden, you are in the doorway. You see Salome falling. She is about 30 feet from you.
Whew, all right.
To the left.
Shit.
Yeah, I will.
The other wall is now 30 feet away.
Yes.
y'all, I don't think I can do anything about this unless I can. I mean, Thorn Whip and Hayden close to me is not going to help.
Anyone got anything?
Okay, can I reach down, tap the wall below me, and cast Entangle to have the vine spread out and create a cushiony vine, lovely little bed for Solomon to land on.
Along the walls extended out from you?
Yeah.
I will allow it only here because the dimensions in Fax's dream world are fucky.
Fair.
And what is a wall and what is the ground?
Yeah.
The vines expand across the wall. Salome, you are grasped in by these vines and pulled to the bookshelf.
Oh, that's great, Hayden. Thank you. Here I was thinking about catching everybody else that I didn't think about needing to be caught.
We're going to have to extract you from this thing. Well, we should keep it going just in case somebody else does a spectacular plummet.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a little net.
Why? You want to come on down here?
Okay, who's looking the least dexterous?
The worm is approaching you. You see it enter the opposite hallway, and it is coming.
Okay, I cast Enhance Ability at a 3rd level on myself. Winona seems fine because she's dex, mm-hmm. Dearest, and 2 of the changelings.
Great. Own pushes Call and Nay towards you, and you cast it on them.
Great. We have advantage on this acrobatics check.
I will say because of the rope, you did have advantage already.
Well, we have double advantage.
Yay! Just advantage.
17.
Great. You all slide down, no troubles. Salome, you cling to the wall as you watch. You watch the opposite wall close in to 15 feet.
Okay. Yeah, no, y'all made this look real easy. Can somebody throw a damn rope out and get me out of here?
Yeah, Wyatt throws his rope down.
You're great.
Yeah,
just you
yank
do.
You out of the entangle.
All right.
Salome, you are getting pulled up as the wall encloses to 10 feet.
Ooh.
And as you do, you see the head of the purple worm loom out of the hallway and gaze down at you.
Howdy. All right, let's go.
All of you make strength checks.
15.
21.
14.
Salome, at the last possible second, you are pulled through. You reach solid ground. You all slam to the ground. You see the worm's head loom in the doorway as it begins to crawl its way out, and then the opposite wall closes. The doorway snaps down, disappears out of existence, severing the worm's head. The massive purple worm head bounces and lands at your feet, and you are out of Fax's library.
Wyatt, with knowledge that comes to him from another life,
fuck off,
grabs
no.
the fang of a purple worm.
No. You do not have this.
Is this a toothless purple worm?
No,
it's been devenomed.
It has teeth. Wyatt just does not know this.
Oh, holy hell. Where are we? Are we just in Echo now? Are we in the library?
Yeah, you're in the University of Echo's school library.
Oh, lords, ladies, and lovelies. Okay. Yeah, all right. Can we get the hell out of here?
Hayden goes up to inspect the worm head just to make sure it's not going to wake up. It's not like one of those worms where you chop it in half and then the other half of the worm becomes a new worm.
Yeah, roll an animal handling check.
That is a 13.
With a 13, it looks dead.
All right, well, look, Sasha, Bethany, and Gerard can deal with that. I think we got to find Barabbas and Lysander.
Right. Did they even make it out?
I don't know. I'm going to use another divine sense. They probably made it out. I mean, he started leaving a hell of a lot sooner than we did.
Oh, right. Barabbas might ping as an undead, given what we just saw.
Right. I think we ought to, I can keep using this divine sense for a bit, and I'll put it on periodically. And then in the meantime, I think we ought to go back to, Winona, your apartment? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Good a guess as any?
I mean, may as well.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, let's try it.
Fuck it. Y'all can crash there. Who gives a shit?
Unless we want to go find Stump's COVID buddy.
Oh, hell. Yeah, you know what? Now that you mention it, Fax did mention that Lothric was dead, and I don't think you left him dead.
Nope.
You did not leave him dead.
Yeah, Fax said something about your associate killing Lothric. So I thought that was you at first, but now I'm thinking about it, I don't think you left him dead.
Oops.
God, I'm so tired and there's so much to check on.
Yeah, no, I know. All right, we going for Cordran or we going for Barabbas?
Ugh. I mean, I think Barabbas and Lysander might be top priority as much as I want to see what Cauldron's doing.
Yeah, shit, I think you're right. Wyatt, you think?
Yeah, I want to go try to talk to Davey, but this is kind of more important.
All right, well, we'll talk to Davey. Put on the list, okay? I'm going to use a divine sense just to see if there are any undead folks around here in the 60-foot radius.
60-foot, so many dead people in the library.
Yeah, it's the crazy. Ghosts in the library.
Yeah, well, honestly, every grad student lights up because they're dead inside.
Great, thank you.
No, you light up divine sense. You're not getting any pings. If Barabbas made it out, he is not here.
If I go to sleep, I can use locate creature. I can do anything if I go to sleep.
I don't think we can go to sleep, honey. I think we can. I think we got to get back to Winona's apartment and see what we can pick up about the city on our way back.
You sure I can't go to sleep? I died.
Yeah, no, I know you died, honey, but we can go to sleep in a minute.
You can sleep when you're dead, except for me.
Honey, if you want to stay, listen, I turn around and just grab Wyatt's shoulder. If you want to fall asleep right now, nobody will fault you for it. We will come and pick you up in the morning.
I mean, I don't want to sleep in the library.
Then you gotta come out with us. Come sleep in Winona's apartment.
Okay.
You go outside.
What's out there?
And as you do, it's still dark out.
Okay.
It is that weird time towards the end of the night where it's not day yet. It's not quite night either. The dawn has not arrived. So the sky is still dark.
Is the same security guard still there?
They are.
You gonna ask him if he's seen Daddy?
Excuse me, guard.
They look over at you, and Where's your dad?
That's a great question. We've lost track of him, unfortunately. Have you seen him?
No. No one has been in or out of the university because it's the middle of the night, except y'all. Also, they point at you, Salome. Who are you?
Nobody important. Did you see a bunch of bats go by?
Friends of Bethany, Gerard, and Sasha.
Sorry, did I see a bunch of bats go by?
Yeah.
No.
One of the labs, a cage opened up, they got loose.
Yeah, we're looking for loose bats, and also his dad.
They are so, like, okay, kid, I haven't seen your dad.
Oh.
If he left, he didn't leave through here. And I didn't see a bunch of bats.
All right, just asking.
But also, I wasn't looking for bats, so I don't know.
I feel like you would have seen bats.
I guess
if bats pass by, you'd notice.
Yeah, I guess
if sort of bat time of night, they're sort of crepuscular, right? They come out a little bit in the night when they come out after the birds to eat the bugs, and then they come out in the morning. We gotta go. All right, let's go.
Wyatt starts fake crying.
I want my daddy.
the guard goes, "Oh fuck, kid! I don't know. Like,
come on, we'll
maybe
find your daddy. Let's
maybe
go.
He left.
I'm gonna get you fired." And then I turn and walk away.
Wyatt, your three is showing.
That's what got us in the first place.
It's true. Unfortunately, it's very true.
God, what are y'all doing without me?
Playing family.
The three changelings have transformed into three different disguises. Mm. And so they also walk out, and Winona, and the guard is just like, it's a parade. Like, who are these people?
Do you know everybody that goes here by face?
I mean, no, I guess not. But like, do any of you have identification?
No, see you later.
Bye.
You just walk off and they're like, okay,
yeah,
cool. Don't come back.
I don't even want to go here anymore. It's gross and weird.
The guard is left so confused. And you start heading back to Winona's. All of you roll perception checks.
I'm nervous about this. I don't like this.
Oh, baby. 27 for Wyatt.
18.
That's beating me. 12.
This was admittedly a hard check. Hayden and Salome, y'all don't see this.
Mm.
Wyatt, as you're looking out at the night sky, there is a section of the night sky that is darker than the rest. Deep, deep east. There is something in the sky. You can't quite make out, even on a 27, what it is.
Y'all see that?
See what?
And I point.
Do we see it when he points at it?
You are able to kind of make it out, but you have no idea what it is. It just looks like sort of a spot against the night sky that is darker than the surrounding night.
I don't know. Does it look close or far away?
Medium distance. But it's honestly, it is hard to tell because you don't know how big the thing is.
Hmm.
I will tell you this. It is outside the city.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Got you.
But you don't know how big it is. You don't know how far away it is. You just see that there is a dark spot in the sky.
Well, that's terrifying.
Yep.
It is not changing color with the rest of the sky.
So we'll see it in about 2 hours.
You'll see it soon.
All right, well, let's keep an eye on that.
I don't like just leaving that, but I don't think there's anything else we could do about it.
Do we hear anything? Like, I try to listen for something.
The thing is, you might have been able to hear it out were you not in echo. The only things you hear right now are bottles breaking, punches landing, a guy gets thrown through a fence.
Whoa!
The shit never stops.
Someone just throws up on your shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody, you listen close and hear,
God.
As somebody wretches.
The only shoes I was able to bring from Thrade. These are my only shoes.
Well, I'll get you some new shoes.
All right.
Thank you,
all right.
Wyatt.
One step at a time, y'all. Let's just go to Winona's apartment and figure things out from there, all right?
Yes, one squelching step at a time.
You head to Winona's apartment. On the way, Salome, you are not pinging any undead.
I mean, I'll do it again as soon as we get out to Winona's apartment. Like, that's when we're there, that's when I'm doing it.
Okay, you light it up, you get nothing.
Mage Hand High Five is proudly sponsored by Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. Now, I've been using Hero Forge in my home games for years, and it's such an amazing experience unveiling customized miniatures at the table. I've even designed my own little Hayden Kincaid to hang out with me while we record. They offer a bunch of different materials, from unpainted plastic to full color, or even a downloadable file if you've got a 3D printer like me. But the coolest stuff is what's new on offer. First is the custom acrylic keychains. You can have a tiny Salome, Wyatt, or even your own custom original characters come along as you journey out into the world. Plus, they're a perfect one-to-one match to the minis at your table. Not only that, but Hero Forge now offers steel minis made out of 100% stainless steel with a nice, rugged, durable feel that harkens back to the old days of D&D minis. Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature today and check back often. New content is added every week.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dajin! Dajin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you. And I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
Hey campers, have you heard of Season 5 of 5 Gems in a Trenchcoat from Inside the Tent? You haven't? Well, let us tell you about it.
A nice, green, natural regional park. This is Hidden Falls Regional Park. For our purposes in our world, it's a bit larger than it actually is. It is the summer of 1983, and it is all of your first time getting to stay at Hidden Falls.
We promise it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a story of three childhood friends going across the Americas in 1987 using Kids on Bikes 2nd edition. So grab a blanket, make some coffee. The first three episodes are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it doesn't seem like Barabbas is here. Maybe Lysander is?
Barabbas is not in Winona and Lysander's apartment, but then again, he couldn't be there if he wanted to.
Should we knock on the door and see if Lysander is?
The door actually is open from when you ran out and were immediately abducted. Unless you closed it behind you.
No. All right. So it doesn't seem like anybody's home.
And Winona says, you left the door open?
People were getting sucked through portals, Winona.
I mean, you really can't argue with that.
She shrugs.
Pardon me whilst I try to lock the door behind me as Fax is pulling me into a damn birdcage from thin air.
I guess that is on me. I was still here. Could have closed the door.
Yeah,
sorry.
Wyatt could have closed the door. Hell, I don't know why you're looking at me.
Great. Do you head inside?
I mean, I might as well have a look around, right?
Yeah.
Can I do like a little... Something feels wrong to me.
Yeah.
Something feels decidedly trap-like to me.
Hmm.
And at the end of the day, as much as I want to win Barabbas over,
mm-hmm.
he's working for Jameson. Can we kind of scope things out a little bit?
Yeah. Roll perception.
It's only an 11.
15.
22.
Jeez.
None of you find anything waiting for you other than what you left behind already.
All right.
Damn. Where else did they be?
At Barabbas's hotel.
Yeah, where was Barabbas staying?
You don't know?
Hell, Winona, you live here. Where would somebody stay if they were in off the road?
Honestly, the one place in town is the Pickled Liver.
So we head back there?
We might run into Cauldron's people there as well.
Yeah, let's head to the Pickled Liver. I will say, I kind of want to pick up any of Lysander's paintings. He was painting things related to the Red-Eyed God. He was afraid to paint a map, and that's when he got taken. Casey, did I still leave the picture that he painted with Tom in it, like, outside?
Oh, you did bring it. I'm so sorry. There is a painting on the street.
Yeah, I bring that one into everybody and say, well, I picked this one up out of his room, but if y'all want to go look at the rest of his paintings, we can.
Yeah.
You look at it, and it is, as described before, a dark-haired man, hair combed, neat, horn-rimmed glasses, necktie, very proper, and on his shoulder, Wyatt, you know, is Tom. Mm. Because you're the only one who's seen Tom in his true form.
That's right.
Because you scryed on him.
Oh.
And he caught you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Before I tell the others about it, can I make like a history check or something to kind of determine maybe how long ago this might have been based on like attire or something like that?
Yeah. I was going to do the same thing.
Yeah, roll a history check.
Wyatt was a devout student, but not a good one.
I mean, I'll make one too. I was having the same thought of like trying to date this guy's outfit.
You can all roll history checks if you'd like.
It's a 7.
It's a 4.
History is super not Hayden's strong suit, but I did get a 12.
Okay. With a 4, a 7, and a 12, you all know that this is not a modern cut.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't from this time period.
All right.
But you can't exactly date what time period it's from.
Does it feel old, or does it feel foreign?
It feels strange.
Mm.
This little guy is Tom.
Well, no shit.
Yeah, that's who I saw.
Like Tom? Like the fella who took Stump?
No, yeah, this is Tom.
Well.
Holy hell.
Howdy do fuckaroo.
Language!
Lysander said that he was scared of drawing a map. And Fax took him when he said he was scared of drawing a map. I think maybe Rhoda heard through Fax, because Fax wasn't sure why he took Lysander.
Hmm.
That sounds as good a theory to me.
I mean, I get the feeling that Fax wasn't in control as much as he thought he was. If he was a dreamer, Rhoda's already proven that he works through dreams.
Unfortunately, yes.
All right, well, hey, let's go look at all his other paintings, and then we gotta hurry up and go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You look through the other paintings. A lot of them seem to be some of the same images over and over, which are three figures standing before a large red eye.
Hum.
And there are multiple iterations of that painting.
What do those figures look like, Casey? They have any discernible features?
Yeah, one has long hair, one has a braid, and one is a little shorter than the others.
Hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
So, Stump, not Wyatt.
I suppose the future can change.
Could be.
That's good.
You see a half-finished, not half-finished, a started painting that looks to be the beginnings of a landscape, but none of the details have been filled in. And you see that one stands next to the trash can.
Can we pick that one up?
Sure.
I think we want to take that one with us. Is there, I mean, I already know we have his paints, but is there like, I don't know, I don't want to bring like a journal out of the house, but is there anything we can bring for him that seems like it's just a personal thing that might help? I have this like impulse to take something with us in case we need it for him, but I guess we have his paints.
Probably the thing he cares about the most.
You see those, and you see a... As you glance over the table, there's a glint of gold, and you see a ring.
Oh.
It's inscribed with the letters TJ.
Yeah, of course it is.
Is it a men's ring?
It's a men's ring.
Oh. I don't know if Lysander would want that, but I think there's a good chance it could be useful to us later.
I mean, it is sort of his things. We might want to at least see if he wants it.
Sure, but I foresee a time in the future where having the appearance of a Jameson might be mighty helpful.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, listen, let's pocket it. We'll try to give it back to him, but if he doesn't want it, you can take it.
All right.
All right. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess we pocket it.
There's not much else amongst the paintings other than what you've already seen. I think the painting of Tom stands out as the weirdest one.
All right. I think we take the map. We take the landscape picture and the painting of Tom, the ring, and a few more colors of paint. Okay.
While you're at Winona's house, I don't often make suggestions as a DM, but now may be a good time to take a short rest.
Great. Yeah, that I will absolutely take that. That's great to hear.
I just feel like there's some conversations I might need to have while we're putting our feet up.
Not to mention we're all almost dead.
There have been a couple of almosts and actuals.
Yeah.
So it might just be best to heal up as much as you can.
Feels right.
While we're all chilling, Hayden will just kind of awkwardly shuffle over to the Fatespun gang and just, well, hi.
They, at different points during your brief time with the Fatespun players, like between meeting them in Fax's crumbling library and here, each of them has taken turns being like close to you physically as if to try and say something, but then not having something to say or not finding the words to say it. So as you go to them, they all eagerly look up at you.
Aww.
Well, I suppose somebody needs to break the proverbial ice. I just have thousands upon thousands of questions, and I just don't rightly know where to start. Are there more of us that you know about? It's just other than the players that you've mentioned?
They all look at each other, and Nay says, other than the other two, we've come across them very rarely. It's sort of years between each time. And a lot of times it was while we were touring, they would approach us.
Right. So there are more of us. They're just not up in it with y'all.
I think so. It's not. And Nay sort of looks to the other two, and Own says, it's sort of the way of our people to blend in.
That, I suppose, used to be true of me. I've kind of been enjoying sticking out a little lately.
And Own says, do you like acting?
Well, I've never thought of it as such. I do a fair amount of performance, but it's always been for survival or trickery purposes. I've never done it purely to entertain.
Call chuckles and says, survival's one thing, but being able to change recreationally, performing for the hell of it, well, there's not anything like it.
Wow, I never even considered. You know, I've been in hiding for so long, in Threed, taking on identities just to make it to the next day. It's only really since meeting these folks that I've been, well, letting my hair down is the way we've been saying it, but it's been since meeting them that I've really been learning who I am as me, or what I might want just for myself. The idea of playing around just for fun and not just to swipe my next meal or finish my next job. Could be fun.
Owen smiles and says, Threed has historically not been kind to people like us.
Do you know anyone of our people that went to Threed?
They look at the others and say, we have people that we used to stay in contact with. And I know of some who went to Threed. I don't know your story, and I don't know how they connect, but, well, once this is all over, and they gesture around, perhaps we can discover it together.
I'm just so used to throwing together my own families. The thought of having a blood family never really entered into it for me. I was curious whether there were others that could do the things that I do, but it was never a matter of getting a happy home. You know, I had that. I found that for myself, but I don't know. Everything's changing. It's hard to say. I mean, you all know that kind of thing.
They smile and they say, home is where you find it. Take, for instance, us. Only three of us are related by blood. But we all found each other. And we are family. And now, you're family too.
Well, shit.
And Owen says, I don't know if you're one for hugs.
Oh, get in here. Come on. Come on. God, it's just nice to talk to somebody who just knows. We'll have more time. I know we'll have more time, but... Sorry, I'm all over the place. I haven't slept in quite some time.
Nay holds you and says, I see you. And then kisses you softly on the forehead.
I see you too.
Wyatt and Salome, what are you guys up to?
While Hayden's having their chat with the Fightspun players, I think I kind of sidle up to Wyatt a little bit and say, hey, dear heart, that was one hell of a close call. I was real worried that we had lost you. You all right?
I don't really know. I think so. The dying wasn't great, but I met the flame. I mean, all met the flame. It's real.
He's real, and so is the river, and so are the wilds. It's
yeah, but the flame.
The flame. And wasn't he just majestic? I thought he was just beautiful. I can see why you love him so much.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, your otter thing was cool, too.
I did appreciate getting to meet the river. She was really something.
I didn't like Hayden's thing.
You know what? I didn't either, but I did think it was kind of funny because they like critters so much. I like that they got the worst one, if I can tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I think the fact that they got a fucked up bird is actually one of my favorite things that happened in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, it kind of checks out.
Don't tell them I said that.
That'll be our secret.
Hey, listen.
Rude.
I was... Hey, listen. I was thinking, I don't know if this will help cheer you up or anything, but I think that you singing a bridge into life is going to be a really cool story to tell Aunt Mags. I think she's really going to love that. And I think she really took a shine to you, so I reckon.
Really?
Oh, gods, yes, honey. She's friendly, but I can just tell. She really liked you.
Wyatt blushes a little bit.
And I think it would be real fun. Do you still have that harmonica?
Do I still have that harmonica? And he pats himself down, a little concerned that he can't find it, and then pulls it out.
Perfect. All right. Well, I remember you playing it in Shift's office. I know how good you are at it. So I was thinking that maybe we could try to flesh out and finish that song here real quick. And, you know, we have the verse, we have the chorus. Ironically enough, I think what it needs is a bridge. So why don't you play something? We can finish it.
Yeah. Okay.
is why it just plays harmonica. Yeah, that's great. Like a little instrumental solo.
It's apparently become a blues song for the bridge.
Absolutely. It starts out, I like that though. It's like a little genre shift. We start out real choir boy and then we kind of get into the blues.
But why don't you, can you sing over it?
Oh.
I think lyrics would do the bridge really well.
Yeah, what it, okay, yeah, sure. It was a bridge to Salome Briar, and it was really safe, right?
Yeah, so I think it's only appropriate that once Salome has been saved by the bridge, she sings the bridge.
Okay, sure, okay. I was hanging by a curtain, and I was saved by a bridge. And as we're making up this song, I think Salome will use her new feat, which is inspiring leader, to give everybody, Hayden herself, Winona, Wyatt especially, and I guess two of the Fatespun players, whoever looked the most hurt, temp HP.
Ooh.
Hayden turns to Nay and says, I don't know why, but I feel really good about this song. With their lack of talent, they more than make up for in soul.
And it's very safe.
Ooh, we got really churchy right at the end there.
Got it right.
God, and with that,
and I'll also tell you how with many, you,
I'll tell you, it's 16 temp HP for Ooh, everybody.
Absolutely, take that.
Great. You all rest up. You head out.
Yeah, I think we head to the pickled liver.
Wait, before we do, where? What are we doing with Winona and the other Fatespun players?
Mm.
Are they just trailing with us?
Winona says, why don't we stay here?
You sure?
I don't know that we'll be of more use to you just sort of hanging around. And Hayden, we just found more of your family.
Yeah, just, I promise, and I say this across to all three of the players and to Winona, I promise with everything in my power that if I can do so, I will return here.
They all hug you. And one of them says, go do what you have to do. Stay safe.
You too.
I trust you.
No matter what.
No matter what.
All right.
You begin to head to the pickled liver. And as you do, the sky is starting to lighten. It's not quite black, but now it's a deep, deep purple.
I don't like where this is going. I feel like this is leading to an ominous conclusion.
Casey's never led to an ominous conclusion.
On this show?
In the distance, you see the dark shape. It is larger now, but it is still too dark to make out its features. Mm. When you get to the pickled liver, do you go through the front door or the back door?
Back door.
Back door.
Back door.
Yeah, because that's where Cordran and them were, right?
Mm-hmm.
You head to the back door. Same as before, there is a little slit in the door where you can knock and have someone answer.
Tap, tap.
You knock. It slides open. You see a pair of eyes look out.
Who are you?
We got business with Cordran.
It slides shut. There's a pause, and then the door opens. You all go in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You enter the back door of the pickled liver. It's dark in here. The lights are out. You see Cordran's interpreter and assistant, Gore, sitting with his back to you in a chair. Across from him sits Cordran. Only the tip of his beak can be seen beneath a dark hood pulled up and over his face. On the table between them, something glitters in the light from the open door. As you enter, the door suddenly slams behind you, closed. Mm-hmm. And you notice the room is lined with people. All of them look to be pretty rough customers. As the door slams, Gore slumps to the side and then falls to the floor, revealing a knife sunk deep into his chest. Cordran looks up and you see his beak has been tied shut. He struggles, his pale eyes wide. And from behind him steps a halfling woman, a silver streak in her dark hair. She holds a long-barreled revolver to the back of Cordran's head. And she says,
"Well, howdy. Don't believe we've had the pleasure. Larissa Mavelle, have a seat.
We've got a lot to talk about." She nods to the table, and you see the object more closely. It's a broken amulet. Salome.
Yeah.
In this moment, you finally get a ping from your divine sense. Coming from the floor above you.
Oh, hell.
And that is where we'll pick up next time.
To another episode of Mage Hand High Five,
the Badlands.
Want to show your support for our show? Want to hear us talk more about it? Then check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. For just $5 a month, you get all kinds of extra goodies like early access to merch, peeks behind Casey's GM screen, and a whole second extra podcast, Mage Hand Down Low, where we talk about the behind the scenes of the episodes. Not to mention, you can help support small creators as we work on this passion project for you. Check us out at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. Thanks to Jacob Kirshner for our music and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. Check out our website at magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Discord, Blue Sky, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Magehand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. It's a huge help, genuinely. Please help me. I need help. Please, I need a 5-star review. I need you to help me. Please, just give it's great. Please, thank you. Great. And now I'm going to shout out all of our subscribers over on Patreon. And I'm going to do it in one breath. Nikki Lynn Hogue, Multi, Azure, Luke Sharples, Miranda Koppel, Jay, Theo L, Zwight, Lindsay, Dale Heimbecker, DM Dippyfresh, Darth Zelda, Deborah Jacobson, Jackson Maurer, Ocarina Sonata, Mads the Jellykeep, Morgan Faber, Kathleen Ayers, Kellen Wilbur, Trout Relief, Chronic Dreamer, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, AM Lovelies, Alison DeValvis, Doss Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forrest Oki, Liz Spar, Carrie Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, Elda Soldier, Lotta Bang, Claw, Laura Al, Claw, I can't, Sammy Richardson.
That was fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell my sweet little dog Willow, who has been barking through this outro over and over and over and over again, so I've had to do it many, many times. And when you do it, use the hashtag MHH5. And hey, woo, how about a high five?